Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from beautiful Laguna Beach. My guy brought me down to see the pageant at the Masters, which is just breathtakingly amazing, where they put up all the great works of art with live people, and they stand there for like 90 seconds and hold it. It's almost unreal to watch. And today we're off to see the Sawdust Festival and hopefully spend lots of money buying fun things. My favorite thing in the world to do. So I have, boy, you know, the more I keep doing this, the more I keep being taught that we have always known, and I've always been teaching exactly the right thing, the correct information. It's the understanding of it and the living of it that we really need to focus on. So that's what we're going to do today. I'll get back into it, but first of all, I want to make sure my beloved little bear, Buffalopaloo, gets on the Christmas list for Amazon. In order to do that, there's a whole bunch of kind of boring and mundane business things that I have to make sure is in place, not the least of which is a certain amount of sales in September. So if you are thinking about getting one of these beautiful little bears for you, your loved one, your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, please think about getting it in September for me on Amazon. That would be just swell. And I'm having a lot of positive meetings about Puffa right now. The word seems to kind of be getting around, but I'm sure it's also due to, and this is how it works, me breaking through a lot of where I was in the way. So, again, we'll go into that. The plan of your life, our next webinar is a week from this week. You can sign up at imdwallace.com or yes, you can go to the front page, the home page of my website and sign up there, the plan of your life. And I'll give you a hint about today, the plan of your life. You don't even want to start making one if you don't start from joy and being joyful and feeling that joy and love around it. I've already created the next webinar that's going to be after that, the 2016 United States presidential election and what it represents. We're going to do that on a Saturday, which is very unusual for us, Saturday, September 25th from 4 to 6, and that's because I just never can guarantee my schedule on this series. So it's something that I'm told to do, I'm called to do. I'm passionately interested in not my take or your take, but the channel's take on all this, because it always, as you know, these webinars always expand us way out from where our little bean brains can take us. I'd like to invite you also to join me on the Living Empowered Summit. I'm going to be there live in Atlanta on December 10th at the Unity of Atlanta, Georgia. My good buddy Gene Adrian will be presenting with me. It's also going to be streamed, but, you know, I'd love for you to see me in action live in front of your very little eyes again. We used to do it a lot when I spoke at Spirit Works, and it's been a while. So, a lot of exciting... Yes?
You announced the wrong date for the webinar. You said Saturday, September 25th. That's the 24th.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I took that off of Journey's notes. Okay, thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hopefully it's right on the website. There, so... okay, so going into today's message, first of all, I also want to say, if you're listening to this and you have been told the show is at its maximum, by popular demand, we have expanded the show so we can take a lot more live people on the show now. So if you've been listening you know, iTunes is great, and the archives are great also, but if you want to listen live, we've expanded it out for more people to get on now. Okay, press 1 if you want to talk to me or the channel. Just calling in isn't enough to get you in the queue, so press 1. All right, so I'm going to give it to you as simply as I can give it to you. Whatever it is that you are trying or wanting or intending to create, you've got to feel good first. Most of us are intending, whether we know it or not, to go in and create something so that we can feel good. You know, I'm going to go create money. I really need money. Money's going to help me. I'm not going to be so stressed without money. Gosh, I don't know where it's going to come from, but I need the money. That's not the vibration that's going to create the money for you. You don't have to feel good about money, but you have to feel good about something if you're going in to create money. When I was sitting down to do some physical work on myself, and I said, okay, what's the highest thing I can get in alignment with to create a place of balance and health around this? It was joy. That was the highest word, be in joy. Now, let's look at that a little bit more scientifically. What does joy do for your body and your psyche and your spiritual psyche? It allows everything within you to relax. And we know that stress is the core issue at every disease. It is the core beginning manifestation of every disease. Stress comes from worry. Stress comes from anger. Stress comes from fear. Stress comes from judgment. So if And you can, when, let's say when, you find that place of feeling good and joy, and the channel has taught us many ways to do that over the last 5 years, you hold yourself there, and then it's pretty simple. God, wouldn't a lot of money feel great like this? Wouldn't my healthy body, that's what my healthy body feels like, is a state of joy. My harmonious relationships, that's what they feel like, this state of joy. But you've got to feel good first. If you're not feeling good first, that's the biggest place you're falling out in the creation process. They took me to the fourth statement on our sheets. Our sheets are a compilation, again, of over 20 years of information that's been brought in through the channel. You can get them with the Balance podcast on IMD Wallace. So they took me to number 4. which is I am power, love, joy, and choice. My heart is open. And to understand that in the terms of what we're talking about today, it's basically I have the power to make the choice to find joy in my life. And that must be in place to create and live in the vibration of love. So I want you to remember, before we start the calls, God wants to give you all the desires of your heart. Now, when I looked up that direct quote for the e-blast tomorrow, and for those of you just joining us, you can get the e-blast by signing up at imdwallace.com. It was delight in the Lord, and he will give you all the desires of your heart. In other words, be joyful in the Lord. Be loving in the Lord. Be delighted in the vibration of God. And who do we know that we are? We are God. We are selves and spirits and intentions of God manifesting in a physical environment so we can practice the art of creation. So when you take that phrase into that understanding, it's delight in yourself. Delight in yourself, and God will give you all the desires of your heart. If you are not receiving what you want, it isn't God, it isn't the universe. It's all waiting for you. You're in the way somewhere. A belief system, you know, a perspective, something you've been erroneously taught, perhaps. You can change it, and you can change it this minute. You don't have to know what it is. That's the truth statement. But you do have to start by choosing joy. Okay, we are going to go to the callers, and we're going to start with Vicki in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Thanks for taking my call. For the last few weeks, my husband and I have had a lot going on, such as traveling, taking care of parents, house guests, and we've been feeling a bit overwhelmed. And last night, we walked into our bedroom to go to bed, and the floor was wet, and our roof has a leak. So I've been trying to think about what are we vibrating that this happened. And I think it could have been that we've been feeling overwhelmed, so the universe brought us more to be overwhelmed about.
You bet. You got it. Okay. You got it. The universe is going to match the vibration you're sending out. That's your charge. That's your message.
Okay.
That's you saying, okay, everybody that resonates with this, come on by and see me. There's a second component, Vicki, also, is that you're not saying no. You feel like you guys have to give yourselves up. And you need to start putting yourself first more. See, it doesn't feel good, guys. If you want to do something, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. There were people in Lanny's family that invited us to come down for dinner. Now, sometimes I don't feel horribly, terribly welcomed there because I'm kind of the girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to go. I felt a lot of resistance in going. Now, when that happens, we go through all the machinations of what we've been taught. Well, you're in a relationship, and a relationship's compromised. And look how much he does for your family. And blah, 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 blah. We go through all those things. But bottom line, I had to get myself feeling good about going, or I couldn't go or shouldn't go. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
But we don't do that. We just plow on through and we say, okay, I shoulda, woulda, oughta. You know, if I'm a good little girl, this is what I should do. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So our job is to get ourselves into alignment with what we want. And what did I want? I wanted a harmonious relationship with Lanny. I wanted to have a good time down there if I was going. But I wasn't going to be able to create either one of those things till I created them in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I couldn't create them in myself, then I had to say no.
Yes. Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And we're taught that. We're taught that. We're taught to give ourselves up for our kids, for our parents. You know, go where your joy is. I mean, I could give every single flippin' thing I have to my daughter, and I would be happy. It makes me happy. I'm not doing it out of, oh, my God, I should do this. And I'm not doing it out of, oh, my God, I shouldn't do this. Doing stuff for my daughter just gives me a huge amount of joy.
Yes.
Now, a perfect example of this is we were in the park yesterday, and we happened to sit down by this homeless woman. And we were able to witness these three people who came over and asked her and made sure she knew where the shelter was and all that. And then they said, could we pray with you? What would you like to pray for? And she said, oh, some financial abundance. Right, so they prayed with her, and she turned around to us after they left and said, because we had talked to her a little bit, and she said, ma'am, would you watch my stuff, which, you know, was a couple of bags of stuff in a sleeping bag. I haven't been able to leave my bench to go to the bathroom, and I really need to go. So we said, okay, we'll wait for you for 10 minutes because we were going to be late for dinner. Well, make a long story short, she didn't come back, and she didn't come back. And finally we saw her across, and they had locked her stuff in the bathroom, and she couldn't get back in. But so I didn't want to leave to go over and get her, so I stopped some people. They said yes, they'd be some good Samaritans, and they'd wait there for another 10 minutes. Then another guy walked by, and he said, well, I'll go with you, and I'll bring her back, right? So this didn't come out of a sense of, oh, my God, look, she's helpless, she's homeless, and I should do this. It came out of, she's homeless, and I want to do this. This is a way. She just prayed for abundance. This is one way God, being me, can come through an abundance in her life. Right? But it was a choice, guys. It's a choice. You've always got to go to your choice that gives you joy. I think I've spoken enough. You got it, right, Vicki?
Yes, I do. I did get it. Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else around the water, the image of water, the metaphor? No, we got to it all. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Welcome.
I appreciate
very
it.
Much. Love to everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, Jeannie, what do you have to say about all that?
I have nothing to say except that I'm in joy.
I get a big yes on that, babe.
It's so strangely wonderful. And when you begin to slip out, you just go, joy. And it's right back there.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's absolutely a choice in the snap of a finger. Now, sometimes it takes you a while to learn how to do that snap of a finger. And this series that I'm doing has been a great breeding ground to bring up all of the reasons, the excuses, the beliefs, and the perspectives of why I don't do it in a snap of the finger.
Yep.
Sometimes, that's what they mean by sometimes we are given trials. Because if we let go of the stuff that created the trials because we're in the trials, then we get it. If we don't, then we keep repeating the pattern, right?
Exactly. And I had a class this week through the SAG Foundation with a casting director I had never, ever heard of because he does indies and he never goes through agents. And he had us come in, we talked, then we went out. We had been assigned scenes, and they had been sent to us that morning. You pick the one you wanted to do, and then he would do the reading with you. And it was my turn. He said, "And who is this?" And I said, "Jean Goyson-Greer." And he went, "Thank God! Someone with a sense of humor who ain't afraid of me." And that started us off, and it was wonderful.
That's great, Jean.
Absolutely mind-blowing, because if you have the joy within you, it permeates to everybody.
Yep, it does. Absolutely does. Great example of how to use it in life. Thank you, my love.
Thank you, my love, for everything you do.
Thanks, Jeannie.
And love to Lenny and your daughter. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes, I know you all saw my daughter finished her film. It's a picture lock. And they're now in the process of raising money for film festivals and the final sound and the music. She got the music she wanted by some big performer. I'm so proud of her. And I put on there the link on the e-blast. If you'd like to go to Indiegogo, if you joyfully want to give. If not, just go watch the trailer because it's really good. I'm so proud of her. Okay. Miss Emily in California, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
This has been so helpful already. My daughter's about to start high school. And my question is twofold. She has pretty intense anxiety about it that I think is probably a more deep-seated...
Okay, they want to stop you there. They want to get to the core of her anxiety.
Great.
Book. So give me a movie, please.
Peter Rabbit?
Okay, I can't remember what the story of Peter Rabbit is. Do you remember?
Well, the only word that comes to mind is the Briar Patch.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Getting caught?
Yes. He's afraid of getting caught in the Briar Patch. That's her anxiety. So what messages have you given her? Why are they taking me to drugs? She's not doing drugs.
No.
But she has anxiety that high school is going to pull her into this briar patch that she shouldn't be in or shouldn't go to, or that's going to be her downfall. Is this making sense?
Yeah, it's a school she chose with a people she adores, but it's also a very competitive. It's somewhat competitive, or she's afraid it's a very competitive environment.
Yeah,
and she loves her
presenting.
Music.
Yeah, that's
and
how
she's
it's
worried that
itself,
it's going to...
Yeah, go ahead. She's worried that it's going
to... Yeah, she's so devoted to her music, and she's afraid she's going to get sucked into this and not have any time to really do her and be her and have time to do her music.
Okay. So it's not about the music. They want to be clear about that. The music is being used as a way for her to understand she is in fear of not having time for her.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
The highest statement. So the more you can tell her, teach her, remind her, help her create, what we talked about with Vicky, that you have to choose. And the choice is up to you. And if she needs time for her, she gets to choose that whenever she needs it. Uh-huh. She is the creator of her life. The school isn't going to create her. She has to create the school. Do you understand?
Yeah, she has this idea. Well, she has this idea that she doesn't maybe now want to go to that school and wants to do independent studies so she can have all of her own control over her time. And I'm just listening to her.
That might not be a bad choice for her.
Yeah.
Because, guys, any way you look at it, anything that's going to create more anxiety in our life is not going to create what we want. I can't say it any more clearly than that they're saying.
Yeah. And is there go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just around me keeping an open heart about all of this.
Well, yeah, you're in fear that you're not going to do the right thing as mommy.
Yeah.
Right? There is no right or wrong. There's only what's going to make her happy, Emily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? So you can't buy into the, it's so interesting because when I was going down the switchboard, the channel said you've got to start with Vicki, and now I know why, because it's the theme of the show. Shoulda, woulda, oughta, coulda, is not creating the place of joy. And so what a lot of us as parents and grandparents are going through is, holy God, this is a whole new world, independent study and this, and where are the rules? These don't apply by the rules that we ever grew up with, and it scares us. It scares us that we're not doing a good job. Love them, support them, listen to them. Guide them back when you need to, but from a place of joy, Emily, from a place of joy. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Thank you, darling. Boy, that served
everybody.
Thank
you so much.
Just served everybody. Again, you got to love these shows. Okay, Chris, I'm going to take you too. You're not calling me about the same thing, are you? Chris, you're on. You there?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just calling in because, it's interesting you were talking about, being in your feel-good place and being in your joy, and that's what's going to create what you want. And this last week I had a day where I just really, fell out of balance and felt, really awful. And it was brought on by a lot of stress that I created, the stressful situation with work and stuff, but I just felt really awful.
Well,
and
honey,
then,
we're all going in and out of that right now.
Right.
Pretty much everybody. And I wrote a lot about it in the e-blast that's coming out tomorrow. So everybody read the e-blast. But basically, it's a virus that we've been taught that somebody else can take our joy away and take our creation away. And that's
that's not true, though.
It's not true. And yet we live on this plane of contrast so that when we do let that happen, we can go, I got to get back to joy whatever way I can.
I brought myself back into joy the next day, and I felt a lot better.
You bet.
And, for me, when I get out of balance, a lot of times what I need to do is, I need to go play outside, go kayak or go mountain bike or something and go do something in nature, and I feel a lot better.
Yep.
And that's how I keep myself balanced. But I was talking about this with Vicki, and she was saying, I think there's something. It seemed like when you were really upset and angry, it's like your little boy was afraid, and there was something that happened when I was really little.
You can say that about every single person on this. And yes, there was. And it started around second grade. Again, they're saying read the e-blast tomorrow. You'll understand a lot more. But
second grade is when I was in kindergarten, and I was held back a year because supposedly I wasn't learning as fast as the other kids, or I had ADHD or something. So second grade, basically, my mom got me into a special school. But it was kind of a shock for me, I think, going from public school to a special school, and like maybe it had something to do with that.
Well, yeah, it made you feel less than.
Right, because I felt like I wasn't good enough to be with the other kids or something, so I had to go
and
to this.
The highest word is I'm not smart enough. So what did that have to do with the other day? Why are you afraid of? See, when you go into nature, Chris, you don't ever feel less than or not as smart as. We're all one with nature when we get out in nature.
Right.
There's an automatic acceptance of who we are, and we live on the same charge. So what happened the other day that made that little boy go, uh-oh, maybe I'm not as smart as they are?
You know, I can't – I was working on this job. I was doing this, like, welding job, and I just felt really kind of, like stupid because I kept making, like, really fundamental mistakes and, like –
Yeah, and you know why? Because you didn't want to do it. You didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Had a, woulda, coulda, shoulda, oughta. You know? You just didn't want to be there. So you had two choices. I know I don't want to be here, and I need to be here for this reason or that reason. So how can I turn this back into a joyful experience so that I can feel as smart as and create what I want?
Well, that's
here.
What I did
or
the next day.
I get it.
That's what I did the next
man.
Day. You know, and no. I learned a lesson from it. And, you know, basically I wasn't charging enough for the job. I wasn't charging nearly enough. And so I just, you know, I like to do welding and metal work on the side. I really enjoy it, but I just wasn't charging enough. And I just realized, you know, I need to ask for more when I do this. And that way I can be in my joy when I do it and they don't feel weird about it.
You bet. And let me tell all of you, you all need to ask for more. Ask and you receive. But as the quote goes, delight in yourself and then ask.
Right.
Because God, the universe, the force wants to give you all the desires of your heart. Thank you, Chris. You got to it, you see. You knew it. I'm confirming it. And the beautiful thing is now you have a model that you can go back to every time and know what to do. You have that experience
right
now. So you're going to choose to do it, right?
Well, I already decided I'm going to ask the customer. I'm just going to explain to them and to say, hey, you know, I'd like a little bit more money for this job. You know, I would appreciate it.
How would you feel if somebody did that to you?
I would, well, because I've been in that place before, you know, I can understand and I would be okay with that.
Well, I wouldn't. So maybe we should explore that because to me, a contract's a contract. I appreciate knowing what to expect. When I hire somebody, I want to know what the charge is. And I'm talking personally here. I'm not talking from the channel. Personally, I would go, you know, dude, you need to be on top of your business enough to ask for what you want. We agreed on this, and this is what is fair. You need to keep your word. So you'll know what's right. You feel into it. You know what's my joy isn't your joy, Chris. And I think that's the lesson here, right? Is I'm not trying, you know, we're not trying to do what makes everybody else happy. We have to get back to the habit and the practice of feeling into where's my joy. Okay.
Right.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. And
oh, I'm so sorry. I cut you off, Chris. I'm sorry. You're welcome. Cameron, Washington. Cameron, hi.
Hi, Dee. I am delighted to hear you're expanding the show. I'm just wondering what you're meaning by that.
What I'm meaning is we can take a lot more live callers on. A lot of people were getting bumped off. And they were told, I'm sorry, this show has a maximum number of callers. The show plays in a lot of other places, as you hear and see on the switchboard when you come on. So that's that's pretty much what I mean. I would love, well, the channel's stopping me. There are parts of me that would love to do it twice a week again. And with everything else that I'm creating in my life, that's not possible because it creates too much stress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did that answer your question? Okay.
That's good. Yeah. I rarely get up early enough on Sunday morning to call in, so I usually end up listening afterwards. But this morning, for some reason, I woke up quite early.
Oh, pretty. I'm glad you're here. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to last week's show yesterday, and I heard the part about you challenging people to think about butterflies or hummingbirds. And so I took that challenge on yesterday, and I was thinking about butterflies. And last night I had a dream about butterflies, and real butterflies, and making images of butterflies out of recycled wood. And my husband and my son and my brother were making butterfly shapes out of French fries. And in the dream, I said to myself, wow, I have to tell this to Dee. I'm even dreaming about butterflies.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it shows up in the weirdest of ways. I was on the set, and we have this restaurant set that we work on a lot. And I'm sitting there waiting for them to set up the next shot. And I look over, and there is all this blue glass, this turquoise blue glass. Now, for those of you that have listened to the Abraham Hicks Wayne Dyer thing that I have suggested to everybody that you listen to it, they have a segment in there where Abraham was giving a private session to this lady and asking her to focus on blue glass. And when I listened to it, I went, blue glass, I love blue glass. My grandma used to have. And then I'm sitting there, and I had never noticed that blue glass before on this set.
Wow.
So, butterflies in your dreams. I opened a book to read it, and one of the icons on one of the chapters was a butterfly. I went for a walk. A hummingbird came up literally within 5 inches from my face to say good morning to me, you know. It will visit you any and everywhere, but you see how creative you are that you can even create that in your dreams.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, are you an artist?
Yes.
Okay. You got some ideas in that dream that you should follow.
Okay.
They want you to go to the French fries. I have no idea what that's about, but you will, they said. Do you do modern art or Americana art or?
I do. It would be more contemporary art. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's something with French fries and butterflies there. Put it together.
I'll do that. Thank you.
And please send me the picture. I want to see it.
Okay,
thanks,
I'll do that.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to Eileen in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
It is so nice to hear all of these things because all of it applies. And you mentioned Laguna Beach, and I went, oh, my God. My sister texted me yesterday because I decided I'm going to go see my family on the West Coast for New Year's and my birthday. And my sister texted me, and she said, maybe we can go to Laguna Beach with Savannah, who's my love, my grandniece. She's wonderful. And it was like, it was almost like confirmation that, okay, we're going to go to Laguna Beach.
Yes, because you see, you subconsciously or peripherally put your attention on Laguna Beach. And as soon as she said Laguna Beach, you felt good, didn't you?
Oh, I felt great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm coming off a week of, like, high stress and feeling, you know, having symptomology that was just off the charts. And all of a sudden, I surfaced and went on the computer and went to JetBlue, and I never do that. And I was just guided to do that, and I said, okay, we're gonna go visit the family for New Year's. And I booked the flight.
That's
and it was
awesome.
It was like coming out of a cloud almost, you know?
Yeah, and that's the other word that I want to give you guys today is clarity. When we can teach ourselves to really live in clarity, when we teach ourselves to go to joy and choose joy, our lives become so much more clear. And the mind games that we play about should I do this, should I do that, should I do the other things, right, go away because we're guided by what our heart knows automatically as soon as we hear it. Oh, yes, I'd like to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. It was just perfect. You know, it was like Spirit saying, yes, you're going to go to Laguna Beach.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
and
I mean, it's,
Spirit.
You know, from Las Vegas to Laguna Beach is about 4.5 hours, but we're going to do it.
And who's Spirit? I mean.
Yes.
When you said Spirit, it's like Spirit saying, who's Spirit?
My guides, I suppose.
Yeah, and your guides are you. That's what I want you to hear, everybody. You are your highest power because you are the connection. There is no separation. So you can say the guides give it to you. You can say I allowed myself to hear what I wanted to do. It's the same thing.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
Hold on, I'm just going to check that. Highest, most, okay, there's something to add to that. I could feel it. So the guides are us, and we're the guides, and everything's God. Oh, that's it. They wanted me to remind you. Everything is God. There's no separation, right? God manifests itself as a dog, as a fly, as a snake, as a star, as a planet, as you, as a gun. It's all God, everything. Don't separate yourself from the choice of how you want to manifest your God. Okay, I can move on now. We're going to Lee in Los Angeles. Hi, you're on. Oh, I think you're on. There you're on. Hello, Lee, are you there? Guess Lee left. Bummer. All right, good for Rose. We're going to Rose in California.
Hi, Dee. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to see if my guides, like, have anything to tell me or feedback.
Okay, again, did you hear the last caller I just spoke with?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have anything you want to tell yourself?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, so if we put
probably
the whole show together so far, when you choose to be joyful and you choose to look at the world from the vibration of joy and being joy, what is the one thing you would choose to be more joyful, Rose? Because you know the channel is saying you absolutely know.
Oh, something that brings me joy or something I can do.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
I guess. I mean, I guess
well,
the
sure.
most.
We do things to become joyful. We love people like our pets and our kids,
yes,
and
yes,
our lovers to be joyful. We give to be joyful. We receive to be joyful. But there's one thing, and you know what it is.
Yeah. It's I'm very passionate about animals and dogs, and that brings me the most joy in life.
Then you better be out there working with little furry doggies, baby.
I know. I just can't figure out how to make a living doing that and to be able to support myself.
Okay. But when I say you have asked because you've made that intention, I get a no. Well, so that's like saying, well, I want something for my birthday, but I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but I won't be happy if I don't get it.
Oh.
Okay. You know, ask and you receive. Universe,
okay,
what I want. The thought of working with animals makes me so joyful I can hardly stand it. I want to work with animals. I want to get paid for working with animals so that I can live an affluent life and feel good. How about
okay,
asking for that? And then
I'm going to, because I always go, like, in my mind to, like, creating a nonprofit, and, of course, I want to help animals, but I have to support myself. So, but that seems more natural for me.
Okay, then I would start finding out how to create a nonprofit, because I'm learning the same thing. Nonprofit does not mean you don't get paid.
Yeah.
But most people think it does until they do it. Start research, but you see, you haven't researched it because you already told yourself no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say to all of you what I say to my daughter, don't you say no to the universe. Let the universe say no and then find out a way to do it anyway, which is what she did with this film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what the successful people do. And does it feel joyful to you to feel like a successful person?
Yes.
Okay. Then do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, If I sign up for your email today, will I get that email blast tomorrow?
Yes, you will.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
And if you don't, you email me personally at d@imdwallace.com, and we will get it out to you, Ms. Rose.
Okay, great.
All right, my darling.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And we're going to Rita in Florida. Hi, good morning. You're on.
Hi. Gosh, you've had so many people on that have answered, like, so many questions. I got to go back and listen to this again because I was unconscious through a significant amount of it. But my question is, I'm 46 years old, okay? I've been trying to figure this out for months. I've been listening to you. I've been listening to all of, you know, back stuff. I just had a birthday, and I've had 3 long-term 10-year relationships, ten or more years, and every single one of them have ended. Two of them have ended with addiction, and the one I'm in now has an addiction.
Who had an addiction when you were little, Rita?
I don't have none of my family. My parents don't. My dad was addicted to cigarettes, and he used to go outside and smoke, you know. And
yeah, that's not where we're going. Okay.
I don't have.
So we want to know why you keep attracting.
Yes.
Addicted people, you know, people that okay. Sheets, books, song. Give me a movie, please.
What dreams may come.
Okay. Well, all right. What dreams may come is all about depicting hell and depicting heaven. And if I'm not mistaken, the message,
And soulmates.
And soulmates. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I say you're picking your soulmate, I get a no. You're kind of doing it by default.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the first part. So you're not saying and feeling the joy around a healthy, loving, giving, balanced individual in relationship. That's your first job, is to feel, even though you don't have proof of it now, you've got to get yourself to the place of feeling good before you ask for this relationship. That's the first part, okay? The second part is it's fulfilling a need for you to, okay, the highest word is to serve.
Yes.
So you've gotten really confused within yourself that the best way or one of the best ways that you can serve in this life is to save people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and in fact that always comes to my mind that I want to be a healer. I want to help people. But
listen to me. You can't save anybody. And if you define yourself as I'm a person who saves people, you will attract only people that want you to save them.
That's all I've attracted in my life.
Well, you've got to change the definition of you. You've got to get joy out of, you see, if you listen to the people in our community, they're very, very different than callers in a lot of the other spiritual communities.
Yes.
Who call in and say, will you do this for me? Will you change me? Will you,
I don't want
you
that.
Know.
I want to know it. I want to do it.
Well,
I want
to
understand it.
You have to do it is the point.
Yes.
We can guide you, but I was very clear in the beginning of this work. I'm not here to save anybody. I'm here to guide you to create yourself the way you want to create yourself. So they want you to start with going kind of, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. I am not here to save people. I am here to encourage and enlighten and support people who are on the journey of empowering themselves.
Okay.
And anybody else that does not vibrate at that place is not attracted into my field, because that's not the charge I'm sending out. I'm sending out the charge of joy and love and empowerment.
Right.
And I am ready. Go ahead.
2 days ago, I said that, but you just
you didn't feel it. You
didn't
feel it, sweetheart. And that's the first step.
I didn't go as far as you went with it. All I said was, it's not my responsibility to fix people. It's not my responsibility to help anyone
but
myself right
now.
But I felt alone.
When you tell a 2-year-old, don't touch the TV, they touch the TV. What you're doing is literally telling your brain, see me as somebody who, and then you get the picture of enabling again. So you're just reconfirming it for yourself. You have got to say what you want.
Okay.
I am a person.
I am.
Right.
Person.
Who empowers people.
Who empowers people.
Who lives in balance with other people. You know, who creates joy with other people. I am a person who receives love and joy and commitment from other people as I give out to them. Say what you want. Bring your brain back into seeing the picture that you want and your heart into feeling the feeling of joy, and then go create what you want, guys.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay. Yes. Thank
okay,
you so
good.
Much. Thank you.
What
that was beautiful.
An incredible, again, mini webinar. I'm so sorry. I tried to get to everybody, but there were a lot of hands up today. Again, please join us for the next webinar, The Plan of Your Life. We got the first big step on the plan of our life is to create the sense of joy and the feeling of joy that we want. If you're going to get a BUPPA, I would love for you to get them, or two or three, in September on Amazon. That would help out the cause of getting the little guy out into the air, out into the world. Well, air. And hope you guys will join me December 10th. I haven't spoken live all year because of the commitment to the series. I love doing stuff live, so I hope you'll join me. Until we meet again next week, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Feel into joy any way you can get there. You're a butterfly, you're a hummingbird. Until then, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.